Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Jokes podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, a.k.a. Slim Ballard, a.k.a. Baby Giannis, a.k.a. Mr. Take Your Girl in Front of Your Face. And listen, I hate that nickname. I honestly do. But let me say this. If we're all out and your girl see me and I see her and you see her see me and she see you see her see me, and she's still leaving me, that's not my fault. I can't do anything about it, all right? I can't do anything about it. It's not on me. Get mad at her. Don't get mad at me. Please, like, it's not my fault, God damn it. Anyways, I am here with my good buddies in real life. First, in this corner, the light heavyweight champion of the world, Jesse Pink.
What's up, yeah?
AKA. Oh, so you want to act different now? You want to keep going. You know what?
AKA Dolomite P. AKA, AKA Baby Samoa Joe. AKA Groovy Grizzly Y. AKA Groovy Grizzly Y, because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Like I said, he is defending his light heavyweight championship of the world against the challenger in this corner, Derek Small.
You're coming for everything I deserve.
Which is not a whole lot, but you know.
Whatever. Oh, that was mean. Yo, that was so mean. Wait a second. It's like, you deserve nothing. It's just like, damn.
I didn't say nothing. I said not a whole lot, you know? Like a Toyota, not a Benz. Fair. Let me stop playing. AKA D Smalls, AKA Anthony Mackie Jr., AKA Meat Man.
Put your M's up, W's down.
Jesse, tell people how many stars to give us.
5 stars, nothing more, nothing less.
Exactly. And thank you to Dre for the intro music, D-Will for everything behind the scenes, and Peyton for being Peyton. Jesus, we had like 15 minutes off camera where it was just like, I don't even know where to take this podcast. At like, I really wish y'all could see the other shit that just happened. Cause
like, I really wish we recorded it, because that's a lot of bloopers right there, bro. Like that is so funny. That's so funny, man. How y'all doing today?
Well, I don't know. My ears are, yeah, they're kind of shot now because of what happened 15 minutes ago. I can't hear out of my right ear.
Why are you so overly stimulated right now?
Like, please stop this.
Don't use that language on this podcast. I don't like that.
That is discrimination, Jesse.
You want me to use auditory overload?
That is discrimination. Hey. All right. That's enough out of you.
No, I'm good though, bro. I'm good. Just keep, you know, just chilling and stuff, man. Getting stuff done. Ready for the holidays. All that.
Thanks.
I feel that. I'm good. Trying not to to die on camera and cramp up again. Really, really, that would be really inconvenient for me personally. But you know, all that, I'm solid. I'm solid, bro.
Remember, kids, always stretch after working out.
Please.
Or else you'll end up like Josh. God damn it! God damn it!
Yeah, someone tell this story, please, because it's too traumatic.
Oh, fuck me, man. Fuck me.
That's not how I sound.
Nigga said you sound like a nerd.
Yeah, fuck me, man.
I mean, it's your story, bro. You gotta tell it.
No, it's too traumatic for me. All right,
nah, bro, live your truth.
Nigga said, let's start a dialogue.
What happened on that fateful day?
You know what, Jesse? I'm so sick of you, bro. We went out to brunch last week for our little sister Rebecca, and like literally as I'm walking out of the car, like both of my quads like completely cramped up, and god damn it, y'all can laugh, it's fine, like they, you don't have to mute yourself, it's okay.
Bro, at one point, Josh is gonna get to me, but bro, when he said he can see his like thigh muscles like shaking and stuff, he said his shit was like, I mean, yeah. He said his shit was in there crumping. breathe in, breathe out, breathe in.
Bro, when he, bro, when he bent over, it was like, fuck, oh, fuck me. I was like, oh my God.
No, I told him, whenever somebody gets to that point of like past yelling, just like, oh, fuck me, man. Like, you know they're really in pain. Like,
dog, I was in so much pain. Like, so like I stood up because I drove and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, my quads are starting to. It's fine, cool, whatever. I took two more steps. I was like, oh no, this is not gonna be fine. This is not whatever. Like it was like the worst Charlie horse, but it's on the front side of my legs.
Bro, he went, nah, it's my right quad. Yeah. It's the one I drove with. He said, fuck, it's in buff legs. That's when I lost it. I said, oh my God.
Oh, Hans was trying to pay the parking meter. He was like, somebody else do it. He was just so distressed.
I can't walk.
It was a lot going on in that moment.
Literally, I was like sitting, like I was almost in like a wall sit on like some random apartment building or whatever. Cause that's the only type of, cause if I went vertical, it's like, nope, you fucking thought, nigga. Like,
yeah, wall sit.
No, literally. And then I had to, I limped over to my car and like just laid out in the back seat. And that's when I actually like looked at my legs for the first time. And you could see like the cramps forming throughout. I had jeans and like tights on. And like you could still see like, yes, you could see them like forming. And I was like, this is not.
He said this shit was crumping on his jeans.
It was crumping, bro.
Shit was awful.
Shit was awful. Trying to win the breakdance competition of the year. Shit was going crazy.
It's fucking quads had a heartbeat, dog. I got scared for him.
Man. I appreciate y'all because y'all were laughing, but then also like, hey, we don't need to go to brunch that badly. Like, it's okay. Like, you can take your time, bro. Okay,
exactly. Y'all. Like, we would have just sat there because like, if you can't walk, ain't nothing we can do. Like, you can't get up and walk. So it's like,
hey. What you gonna do? 90% of all activities require standing. What you gonna do? Okay, since we're talking about this brunch, confession time. If we're gonna keep it a buck, that brunch went better than I expected it to go.
I'm fucking.
I think you said confession time. I'm like,
what? Did something happen? Like we were together the whole time. I was like,
no, because happened? Remember, prior to that, I had a different expectation of that brunch, and I left out that brunch going, yeah, this is actually, I actually enjoyed it. I might actually come back. That's what I said.
That place was actually hella nice. I'm like,
exactly. This was nice. Yeah.
The shout food, out to Rebecca. Happy birthday.
I would have got. If I had another choice and like I knew how that tastes, I would have got something else. Cause I'm not gonna lie, that mac and cheese was kind of.
I keep telling y'all like
it was like stovetop mac and cheese, and then yeah, I got
very
like,
much, very much.
I got rib tips, and they just gave me fucking rib. Like they gave me like boom, boom, boom. Here, ribs. It's like no, bro, that's not how this is supposed to go. Like, why do I see bone in this, my nigga? Like,
that's why I don't trust like. Barbecue spots side dishes like that, especially mac and cheese in general. Like you can't trust anybody cooking mac and cheese. I just definitely can't trust it. Like,
but it was, you know what the thing that disappointed, it was us behind the counter, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking
it's us behind the counter, but us probably didn't make the recipe.
I don't know, it seemed like a black joint. I would have got the chicken and waffles or something.
If I had a second time, I would have got the chicken and waffles.
I definitely would have got it. Cause like one of the people from the brunch, she came back with six wings and one waffle. I said, wait a minute. Fuck this Thai cauliflower. What's over there?
That is very on brand for you that you got that dish.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesse didn't get like no chicken, no other like barbecue joint. Niggas said, I'm gonna get some.
I'm saying that because then they're gonna keep pushing the narrative that I'm vegan and I'm not. Stop saying that.
I mean, you're just very healthy. Yeah, I wouldn't say you're vegan, but you're just very healthy.
This nigga eats like a horse for real. Like he just like vegetables. It's like my nigga, have a fucking steak, bro. Like how's
some. I do.
No. When?
I do have steak. This is not that often, but I eat chicken though.
That's not the same thing.
I said I eat steak not that often, but I eat chicken. I eat protein. Because your whole take is that I don't eat no type of fucking meat, no type of protein. And I'm barely like, number one.
You were like,
I'm like, number one, I'm not Mr. Meat Man. Number two, I chew no type of protein.
You ain't at my tier yet. You gotta put in.
I will never be at your tier.
You gotta put in work to, you know, get that title.
You gotta put in your 10,000 hours, my boy.
Yeah.
You know. Just eating meat.
It's not just the consumption, you know. Derek knows the difference between like a pork tenderloin and like, you know, he knows
studied it.
Like a pork butt. It. Like
really, like the evaluation, the game just slowed down for me this year. You know, I'm a year 10, you know what I'm saying?
He could look at a cow right now and be like, all right, you cut this part, that's a ribeye, yes, sir. That part, that's a strip. Like,
yes, sir.
He could look at a cow today and be like, hey, that don't want to live a little longer. That one's That one's a little too undeveloped. That one, yeah, that calf, yeah, that one's ready. That one's ready right there.
You know, he's tasting it like, I don't taste any fear in this cow. I don't taste any fear.
He's like, this cow had 3 kids. I get the fiber muscles keep twitching. The kids kept pissing them off.
That's good. That's good. Oh, I don't know. It's going to be a while before you live that one down, bro.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
It was just a funny.
I don't think that's the worst thing that y'all could be making. If all the things to make fun of me for, like, that's like, all right, fine. I'll take that.
I initially had the question of, like, what's y'all, like, top brunch spot in Chicago? But what's, like, one funny moment that, like, you just could not live down for a minute? Like, you just could not.
Related to brunch specifically?
No, like, related to
what happened. Oh, just in general.
Like, that was, like, what we just say about Josh. Like, hey, bro, you're not going to let that down. Like, it was lighthearted. It's funny. But he ain't going to let that down from it. What's one thing for y'all?
Sorry I work too hard, nigga. Like,
it's just like, bro, I'm different, my nigga. Like, I just can't do it.
Oh, I got one. It's related to sports. Yeah, this was terrible. I was trying out for HF's basketball team, dog. I swear, this was like freshman year or something. Bro, why I have a wide open fast break layup? Jack that shit, bro.
No.
In front of so many people and all the coaches for the team. I was like, dog. Like, there was nobody on my side. Nobody immediately behind me trying to block it. I just bricked it. And I was just like, every shot I had of making the team just went out the door. I was like, dog, how did I miss this? It was wide open.
Damn, that probably did make or break a basketball
career. And then, like kind of related to how we laughing, like, you know, jokingly at, like, Josh's thing, my friends did not let me live that down for, like, months. Like, they were like, you still missing wide open layups, bro? I was like, hey, no. Nah.
Yeah, like, see, that's worse than my shit, bro. I'll take that.
I was like,
that's way worse.
Yeah, I didn't live that down for, like, months, dog.
I think mine was, like, I went to, this is like when Maggie Daly Park was like made, you know, downtown. And like, they started to do a little skating rink in the area. So I tried to do some little cute shit, be on the date and like, be like, yeah, baby, I know how to ice skate too. Mind you, Shorty always knew how to ice skate. I ain't ice skate in like years, right? So I got on there and, you know, at first I'm doing decent. Like, you know, I'm doing my little twists and turns and all that. But you know how, like, I had fell a little, right? Right? But, so, I fell. And it wasn't a hard thud. But I did not know how to get back up. So.
He kept slipping.
So, I got up. And, like, it was cool. And I took one, like, lunge. Like not one lunge, like, one step. And it kind of turned to a lunge. And, like, my pants just
nigga was reenacting the SpongeBob episode. What?
I continued the rest of the date limping with my jacket tied around my waist.
It's time to go home at that point, Jesse. Yeah, ain't no more date.
We'd have had to reschedule something.
There was
I would have texted somebody to be like, yo, call me right now. What, mom, Okay, mom, chill out. Okay. Hey, baby, I gotta go. Like,
that's hilarious. Yeah. And his pants split. That's hilarious.
She did not let me put that there for like 2 months, bro. 2 months.
That's on a date too at that. Yeah.
It was the first date. Yeah,
that's wild. I can go out.
The last date.
she said she liked that we kept going progressive with the date. She said it showed character. I said, I'm glad.
It showed character. Oh, nigga, no.
I said, because I, you know me, I'm trying to rebrand real quick. I'm trying to make it funny. So I just leaned into it. But I didn't want to lean into it. I was so goddamn embarrassed. But I was like, I said, bro, just lean into it. It'll soften the blow. If I didn't do that, it probably would have been it probably been 4 months instead of 2. GG was clowning my ass every date. I was like, damn it.
She must have really liked your ass to keep going on dates, because like other people would have been like, nah. Nah, it's okay. Oh,
again, I made it funny. If I was like, oh my god, then it would have been like, yeah, he a bitch. I ripped my pants. She said, oh my god, you ripped your pants. I'm like, it's cool.
Also, this nigga Jesse was like, I hadn't ice skated in months, and for whatever reason, my brain immediately went to like young Jesse taking ice skating lessons with like a Russian coach. That is like, again, do it right.
Y'all
be just sitting there twirling like with tears.
Y'all be giving me some weird origin stories, bro. Like, I'm out here with a Russian bear wrestling.
She's like, you must move like water. You're just like, I don't know how to do it.
Papa, no.
You must be strong for Mother Russia.
Jesse has some traumatic past that has to deal with like ice skating.
You say the word skate, that's when I just ready on command.
You quit a soldier.
This nigga hates the Winter Olympics, bro.
I'll tell you, boy, when the Winter Olympics come around, I'll be like, I have hate in my heart.
Oh, man. He would have been a hell of a hockey player, though.
Would have been a hell of a hockey player.
Jesse was definitely fighting animals as a younger kid. That whole, like, if you see me in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear.
Hide the bear!
That's Jesse's origin story.
That's Jesse.
That's literally his origin story.
You know, I just love these.
Just walk into the woods and Jesse's fucking suplexing a grizzly and shit.
Suplex City. And a bear. The bear is shook. He's just like, oh shit. Like, what did I get into?
It's a black bear too. It's like,
yeah, I was gonna say it's a black. It starts off like a black bear.
It was black.
And Jesse gets
black.
Older, the bears get bigger. It's like, all right, grizzly, polar bear, Kodiak bear. Like, that's your final evolution.
Kodiak bear.
And then he just switches to a completely different brand of animal and just starts fighting like jaguars. He's just like,
if you fought a jaguar, I have the ultimate respect for you. Salute.
Hey, this is my UFC weight class. I'm like, I went up, like, how was it? Well, I was up hippo. I just went down a rhino. I just thought that was better.
Hey, if you could fight a rhino, all props to you, because them motherfuckers big as hell.
Swift as hell.
I'd be loving like them scientific food diagrams. And because it'd be like the big ass whale at the second tier, and then at the front, like at the top, it's presumably a white man. I'm like, how the fuck? But it's a white man with a shotgun. I'm like, oh,
it's a gun. Like, yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh. I'm like,
we're not even in the food chain. We are out of the food chain, my nigga. Like, yeah.
Word to that man who we he should have never. Damn it.
This is, you said jaguar, and that made me think of a dumb question I asked a good friend of the show, Z, the other day. It's very stupid. What animals look like they deadlift? Like, a jaguar definitely fucking, like, he is in there, like, putting it, like, jaguars and gorillas are in there, like, fucking putting
it. That was gonna be my guess. Definitely was, like, gorilla. Yeah, they look like they deadlift.
Orangutans don't deadlift.
Orangutans got good, like, upper body.
Yeah, they're more calisthenics.
Yeah, calisthenics, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have to answer this. Hold on. I'm gonna keep talking. I'm gonna do this.
Chimps definitely deadlift.
Rhinos and hippos definitely just be bulking. They're bodybuilders.
I don't know if they're a powerlifting. Like they're yeah, like, they're all right. Like,
unless they're a bodybuilder or yeah, powerlifting. Yeah. That's it. A lion. Is a lion.
I feel like a lion prefers like an RDL.
Yeah.
Like tigers deadlift. Lions are like, you know what? I'm gonna just like really RDL the shit out of this.
Okay. While their arms are very tiny, ox look strong as hell as animals. Like ox.
Yeah, yeah, strong like as an ox, yeah.
Yeah, like they lift in something. Look.
Yeah.
What about elephant?
Elephants don't deadlift. No, no way. No way. They're not ripped. They're just like, yo, I'm big. Like, get the fuck out the way.
Giraffes?
No.
No, no
nigga.
Giraffes are super skinny. No.
Just a young, skinny dude. Damn, what? Okay, let's think about what animals besides cats? They use their legs like that. I like...
Like, wolves don't deadlift.
Wolves definitely don't deadlift.
Bears do, though.
Bears definitely deadlift. Bears definitely deadlift. I didn't even want to point that out. I'm like, bears definitely fucking deadlift.
Yeah, they
bears are the type of niggas that are like, they do not care about how cut they look. So they just be like,
I love how Jesse's talking in third person, like you know. They be on this. They be doing switching to the main character. I be doing this.
No, I mean, yeah, because I remember Josh was saying that he said, yeah, you know, I'll be getting cut. And I told him, you keep that cut shit, bro. I'll probably lose a couple of pounds, but hey, I like this build. This shit cool as hell. nigga solid. I'm good.
I want this nigga to look like a strong safety. And he's like, nah, goal line running back. I was like, right, fuck you. We want that LeGarrette Blount look. It's like, my nigga, like.
We want the LeGarrette Blount look.
Yeah, I feel like lions, like they'll deadlift, but they're like, this is a 500-pound animal. You should be doing more than like 650. You should be doing more than this. And they're just like, nah, bro, like, you know, it's cool. I do my little deadlift and then hit the upper body and we good. And it's just like, okay, y'all gang up on niggas. Okay, fine. That's cool.
That's literally how it is.
Definitely be jumping niggas. They'd be like, fight back.
They'd be jumping. What about ostrich?
Ostrich?
Yeah.
They have good cardio. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they do? They don't deadlift, but they max out at like leg press.
Yeah. Like, no, they're the type to be like, they max out on leg press. You don't see the muscle, the definition. So, like, they're sneaky strong. You don't know that. Wait a minute. Why are we talking about strong-ass animals and we're not talking about kangaroos?
Bro, no, you just read my mind.
Kangaroos.
I was like, kangaroos?
Kangaroos do everything. Bro, they are in competition, my nigga.
They never skip leg day in their life.
Do you see how they be built up front? They be strong as hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do competitions, bro. Like, they ain't, like...
Bro, they'll kick the shit out you. They got claws.
I remember someone being like, there was a kangaroo in the water. And it was like, yeah, this is trying to invite you in so it can like shove you down and drown you. It was like, what the fuck? Like,
I saw that. I seen that video. Yeah.
Yeah, dog, no.
Well, hey, come in. The water's fine. Nice here. It's the spring water.
Shut the fuck up. leopards definitely. Leopards deadlift, and they're like the sneaky athletic, like one of the cat family.
What about jaguars?
Oh, for sure. No, that's what I started off with saying. They definitely do. They gotta pull. They pull alligators and caimans out the water. Like
not jaguars. Pumas. Where are pumas? I feel like pumas is somewhere between a jaguar and a leopard.
Pumas deadlift, but they deadlift on the Smith machine. Like, they're like, I'm trying to get in and out real quick. You know, I'm like, hey, I'm going to deadlift, but I'm working out for 45 minutes at Planet Fitness, you know?
He had to add the Planet Fitness in there.
Shit. Insert commercial gym that has no free weights.
Shit. I was going to say, where do hyenas work out at? Because I was going to say Anytime Fitness, where they don't go anytime. You can tell.
I feel like hyenas don't miss. They're just like, nah, they know. That's cool.
They just get coked up and just go kill niggas.
Them African wild dogs, they don't do nothing but cardio, bro. They're just
Hey, what if I tell y'all, like, yeah, I got a dog, y'all? I'm like, what you mean? I got an African wild dog. Dog!
Like, why do you have a killer in the house, my nigga?
Like, bro, how do you keep the climate in your house for him? How do you keep the climate in your house?
You know what?
It's actually a girl.
If Jesse had enough money, I could definitely see him with like the cage. He have like his animal in there. Got like the Poppy Chulo I sell drugs like shirt unbuttoned.
He wouldn't need if he had the money. He wouldn't even have the cage. He would just have. He would have like, yeah, you know, I got about 27 acres of like.
Very okay, much nigga. Narcos. Very much like Narcos. Like,
what you mean, man?
Like, so somebody goes to a meeting with Jesse, it's just like a whole bunch of animals walking around the front yard. You're just like, what the hell?
You know they're crawling around looking for their lunch. It's lunchtime.
I haven't fed these dogs in 3 days. You understand what I'm saying? It was like, okay, nigga, like
they're hungry. They want the meat, man.
Oh, man.
Jeez. This is kind of a different question, but also related to Josh's situation. What's the worst injury you've ever had in your life? For Josh, it may be that story.
No, that wasn't it. You know exactly which one it was. I had the pinched nerve.
Yeah. Right. It was.
Yeah. So God. I blame Devin completely on this because I wouldn't have attempted it if he never walked in the gym. But basically, I was finishing up an upper body day and Devin walks in and he's doing like a conventional deadlift. He put 135 on the bar. I'm like, okay, cool. He put 225. I was like, I could probably go lift that. Spoiler, I could not because I had not warmed up anything from like lower back down. And so I went to go pull it and immediately I felt something pop in my back. I was like, oh, I fucked up. I still got the weight up because at that point it was like, all right, whatever. But as soon as I let it down, I almost like collapsed. And I had to like, why is that funny, Jesse? Why is that funny?
Because I can see you going, like, oh, fuck.
And Devin was like, are you good? I'm like, no, I'm not good. Like, I tried like stretching and all that kind of stuff. Didn't really help. I drove home. And if I had my left leg extended, it was fine. If I had it like sort of, I don't say curled, but if I had it any other way but extended, I immediately felt like a shooting pain in my back. It was awful. For like 2 days, I could like barely like walk on my own, like, because I would like walk and I would move the wrong way and then I would get a spasm. And then I would like step again and like get another spasm, all that kind of stuff. Awful. And eventually I got, ibuprofen and like I got painkillers and I got a muscle relaxer and I was like and I was way better after that, but yeah, that shit was terrible.
Mine was like in the upper body. I think it was like my left trap. That's why I got like the that's why I got an injury, because like I was really maxing out at the gym and so my left trap was like, bro, that's a lot, bro. Like it's like, don't worry, like you're gonna be really strong, but whew, buddy. I've never gotten any serious injuries other than like muscle soreness. That's it. That's the only type of I mean,
bless you.
That's the only type of injury. I'm gonna keep it that way.
Right.
Like, yeah. Literally, that's the only time. Like my body, that was literally the first time my body said, hey buddy, we've done a lot of freaky workouts, to quote Lou. But man, that one was the most freakiest, dog. Like, that one was quiet. It was wild.
That sounds so odd. That sounds so weird. What? The most freakiest workout.
That's how Lou be saying. Lou be like, they're freaky, Jesse. They're freaky. Like,
he do be saying that.
That's what you do, bro. You do freaky workouts.
Oh, yeah. Mine's kind of related to upper body, too. Like, this was like at LA Fitness, I think. Back when my friend Marcus used to live out here.
Near Shout me. Out to Marcus.
We can say, like, you know this man. But, like, they were, I think I was, like, hooping while they were, like, working out or something like that. And I like came over just to like chop it up with them. And like, I just started doing a whole bunch of like workout shit with like no stretching, no like getting loose, anything like that. And at some point I ended up bench pressing and was able to do it or whatever, right? Like I didn't get hurt at the gym, right? My story comes from what happened when I left them. Bro, when I tell you I got home and it was like an hour later, I could not move like any of this. Like my upper body like was like, I was walking like this. like I could not lift my arms to like grab things. I couldn't do anything. Like,
oh, so that's just soreness though.
But like it got to the point where like it felt like worse than that. Like I don't know. Like
that's what muscle soreness does. Muscle soreness makes you feel like, ah, fuck, I can't move anything.
It was terrible. I was just like, oof. And then I had a really bad hand injury too when I was younger. Yeah, I knew you was gonna laugh. That's why I prefaced this with that. It was not like that. Relax. Relax. Because I know what you're trying to do.
Hey, your head cramped up, dog.
It came from hooping. Like I had jammed my I jammed my middle finger when I was like in fifth.
Shut up. Nick was going too fast.
Shut up.
Oh, we started the fight.
Yeah, I couldn't take any exams or like.
It was your right hand?
Yeah, it was my dominant hand.
Oh, whatever. So that's why you switched to the left.
Relax.
He was like Michael Jordan, bro. You said right. No. Left. Lefty Lucy, baby. Let's go.
25 minutes later, he's like, this don't feel right. Like, I don't like
it. It don't feel right. I feel like I'm cheating on my right hand. Wow. Oh, man. It's okay, Derek. That's happened before. But not for me. Y'all be easy, though.
You one of them? Someone. Hey, bro, happens to everybody. Not me, though.
I'll be easy.
Oh, Jesus. That's
funny. That's funny. That's funny as hell, dog. This man said he had a hang. I've never heard no shit. No, you know what? I'm lying. You know what? I'm lying. I'm gonna retract my first one. I'm lying. It was when I went to my institution for a summer research program, and I had the most horrible, worst experience of plantar fasciitis. It was so bad. Like, it progressed, dog. At first, it was my left foot. At first, I would walk. I'd be like, left foot feels like a little bit stingy, but like, it's not that bad, right? And like, I would just keep walking. I didn't pay no mind to it. And then eventually one day I fell asleep and I woke up and my foot was like the size of a fucking football, dog. I couldn't walk on it or nothing. And then one night I tried to go to sleep. I'm fast forwarding through a lot of details, but because this is the really important part. One night I fell asleep and like the pain was just so fucking bad. It was just so bad. At the time, I didn't know it was plantar fasciitis. I just know like my foot was just really swollen and it hurt. And I was like, bro, I have to go downstairs and I have to go to the emergency room. And mind you, we're on the third floor. Everybody sleep. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, how the fuck am I going to get down there? I literally took our rolling chair that we had in our dorm room, sat in it, and rolled my ass out of the room all the way to the elevator and went downstairs. And this is how bad it was. Like, literally, this is how bad it was. When it was, like, finally 8 o'clock, because remember, I told you, I got up at 3 o'clock. So I was in pain from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. It was really bad because it was a real windy day. I went outside in the rolling chair, right? Just rolling out. Bro, the wind hit my... I've never felt so much pain. The wind hit my foot and my foot was just... Yo! my foot pulsated even more from that. I said, bro, like, it's wind.
Oh, I thought he was about to say he fell out the chair or some funny shit. I thought he was
like, no, I thought you were going to be like, so I tumbled down the steps.
No, but in a similar thing, though, when I got into the Uber, I hit my foot. So I was in there. And he was like, in the Uber, he was so fucking nice. He was like, how you doing today? I'm like, I'm good. But it's like, why are you asking me that if I'm going to the urgent care? Like, you see I'm going to urgent care.
I hate when people ask me stupid-ass questions like that. So how's it?
Bro, I went in there. Hold on, bro. I went in there. They saw, like, they saw an x-ray. And, like, they saw me limping in here, bro. And they didn't even help me or nothing. They just said, you think you can make it? I'm like, yeah, give me a fucking minute. You just easily walked all the way down there. I just can't get there, bro. Like, what the fuck?
That's one of his hoes.
The bat phone ringing.
Jesse, you're taking too long.
You only said it was an hour. That's why you put your phone on do not disturb, Jesse.
I don't care. Anyway, this is season three, but most of this, most of the season, we've gone unscripted. So that's all I'm doing. But no, I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I literally sit there and get my foot exam. They're like, yeah, it's swollen. Bitch, it is swollen. I told you.
I could have told you that.
In short, they finally gave me, like, you know, some pain pills, and, like, you know, then I got addicted, and, you know, everything's okay now.
Why does he just, like, slip these little, like, nuanced things in? So, yeah, they gave me some painkillers. I became addicted to pills. My life got ruined, but it was all good. It's just like, just
everything's fine now. As I clutch the fuck out of my teeth, everything's fine.
I found God at the bottom of the bottle. Down, 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 down.
The bottle was empty, God.
The Kendrick Lamar intro.
See, God, see, people that believe in the devil. Because that's a devil.
Hey, play your music, bro. Play your music.
That's a devil right there. Shout out to Jenkins and Jones.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well,
I had a story. I don't even remember. Fuck it. Thank y'all so much for listening to this crazy ass episode. This shit is nuts, nigga. It's good. Jesse, take us home.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the greatest podcast of usher in the 2020s decades. It's Just Jokes Podcast. Make sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to all our social media platforms. Give us 5 stars on all social media platforms, on all podcast platforms, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you stream your podcast. 5 stars. Don't give us 5 stars. 5 stars. You're a fucking hater. And shout out to J-Boy and King Alex. King Alex.
Reverse. King Boy and J-L's here. You said J-Boy.
Okay, disclaimer. It's not that I don't fuck with y'all. I went to public school. I don't know how to read. All right, y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Nigga said my school failed me. Jesse was left behind. Every other child was.
Cut it before he starts.